You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 58. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning.
Good morning. What you said? You sound really,
Don't get me started.
You sound so calm. It feels like you're holding everything in, and you're just packing it down and pushing it further down and further down.
Right. Damn it. I'm jumping on top of the anger I feel, and I am letting it stay within the confines of myself. So, yeah. But anyway, PC problems. First world problems.
Excuse me? PC problems.
PC problems. That's right. First
world problems. You said that way too quick.
Oh, sorry.
Did you think
you had to edit then?
Yep. I was like, oh, no.
Sorry. Well, you get that. I just got my computer back. So, hence I'm not in game because I don't want to cause any issues. I just want to do the show with Stone. I've not tested well yet. And yeah, my computer's basically dying. So I need to sort getting myself a new one so I can do all the things that I want to do. And hence why I'm trying to be really calm about this when I kind of want to just go rah, 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 rah. But anyway, these things happen. And how are you?
I have issues, but I won't discuss them on the camera screen.
That's good. Okay. That's fine. We will just do what we need to do and get this show done. Because I was sick, wasn't it? I was mostly sick.
You were sick last week.
You were sick.
Last night I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go because I was like really sore and like body sore. And then with the other stuff, I was like, oh man, I don't know. And it took me a while to get to sleep.
I was pretty crook last week. I ended up
you're
with
pretty
the flu
crook. And
crook, yeah, crook. Sick.
I love that.
So, yeah, we made WoW challenges on Sunday morning for me, Saturday night for you, and I was feeling much better by then, but yeah, it's last week was all I did was sleep, so it was not good. So just was not up to it, which so sorry guys, but we're here this week, so yay. And we're going to get stuck into it because we've got lots of things to talk about. So let's do this.
Okay.
World of Warcraft news. There's been some stuff.
Since two weeks ago.
Let's talk about it.
So the most important thing is the most recent thing. And to be honest, I was very shocked, but kind of not shocked because I thought something was up. Okay, so I was... Let me talk about what I saw. When we were talking about how to buy BlizzCon tickets, I went to the website, and hold on, my audio might have been borked. I'm just going to... And now we should be okay. I went to their website and noticed that there was a button up to buy new tickets. And I was like, huh.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what's going on? Okay. Like, that's weird. So when I went to click it, it asked for a code. And I'm like, huh, maybe it's for employees only. But that's not true. Because what it actually was, they wanted to put in a code so they could test it. Because... they announced another batch of tickets was like, what? Because they said that the new part that they were that was being built is apparently should be ready, and they're putting another batch of seats on sale. So, if you can hear me, I can't do anything about it, and I need to mute myself. I need to mute Do Not Disturb.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This should make for a very cool episode.
Okay. Mm.
So I don't know if you want to, and now you're going to hear my AC because it's 7 a.m. It's 6 a.m. and it's already hot. So
okay.
It's going to be one of these episodes. So mm-hmm. for all of our folks that listen, I hope you love to hear Lita twice.
Yay!
I don't know,
it seems to have gone.
Okay. Usually it does kind of
anyway.
Figure itself out. I don't know how or why, but it does.
Weird.
Because okay. I'm pro. Not really. So basically, they announced that there's a new set of tickets for sale on July the 5th at 7 p.m. Pacific, not pacifist. What the... I typed in pacifist because I'm so used to typing it. Yes, I did. I wrote
how
that
hilarious
in.
Hilarious people.
Wow. I write it too much.
That's pacifist right. time.
Yes. So woo. I don't know what that is, but which is 10 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Aussie Eastern on July the 6th. And that is 4 a.m. Central European time, July wow. the 6th. So okay. I don't know how many... will be on sale, but I mean, at least you can still have another chance. I don't think that they've announced the change of the name change date, so I think that is still July the 15th. So if you're gonna buy them now, you better know who you're gonna buy for them for and figure that out, because you may not have somebody to sell to, right? You know, like that kind of thing. So so I think it's still July the 15th until they announce something else, but the new batch of tickets are on July the 5th. Which okay. I was very surprised. I was like, whoa! But when I look at what we saw from before, it was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's it's pretty neat. Now, the next thing that they need to do is make BlizzCon 3 days, not just 2 days. Because they have too much stuff. Too much stuff. They actually have things... going on the whole week. It's just nobody is allowed to walk in and watch it. So why not make it the extra day and pack some stuff in there, and then you don't have to spread everything out. Anyways, so what else happened?
Okay.
What else happened?
Just a little thing. Okay. Just a couple of little things. I feel like I've missed all of it because I've been sick. So I've not played I haven't played very much last week, and then PC issues, so I've not played much this week. Like, seriously.
Yeah, but you haven't missed a ton, because not all of it came out.
No, but I want to play. Right? Oh, I want to play, I've not been able to.
So, patch 7.25 is out.
Yeah.
It came out.
Yay! Woo, woo, woo!
Last week, and so I'm just gonna quickly review the points here while I land.
What?
The Shaw
I didn't know that.
Of Anger spa point. This is the biggest thing, okay, for me. The Shaw of Anger spawn point is now fixed to one spot. Yes! And it's just north of one
so it's near the mountain.
Keg? Yes. So,
okay.
Because you know how before you would be lucky, like you would race to just get a tag in before it dies, because it dies so fast, right? So now they've fixed it where he only spawns at one spot. Thank you so much. so
but
much.
But what's it spawn? Is it spawning every... Because I've been over there. I've been waiting for it for over 15 minutes, and it didn't spawn.
Maybe it's...
And that was last week, on the weekend, whenever it was.
Maybe you have a... Maybe you got...
So it's like... No, I was there for like 23 minutes, and it didn't spawn.
Listen to me. Maybe maybe you were messed up because of cross roaming, and it screws up your timer. Right? It's possible.
It's weird. Yeah, anything's possible.
But yeah, it's still it has not changed. Yes, it will get killed very quickly.
Go and wait at one keg point, spawns, tag it, kill it.
That's it.
All right, I'll try that.
Okay. That's it. Oh, thank goodness. Thank you so much, Blizzard.
Oh, well, that is good. That is good, because at least you know, like you said, because people are farming, then you don't have to fly all around the place. So, cool. Okay. What else?
There's a new scenario.
Hey!
What?
What's that? What's that screen? Oh, that looked cool. Your screen going into... No, not that one. The other one. The Death Knight one. Oh. Going into Legion. That looked cool.
Well,
sorry, I haven't seen that.
Because we are cool.
No, you're not. You're not as cool as Warlocks. But I'm just saying that screen, that loading screen looked pretty cool. I hadn't noticed that. Obviously, I've not taken my DK. I've not played my DK very much. Next point.
So we get a scenario where we have to save Crocromi, and I still have not completed that yet.
I haven't even started it.
You're going to have so much fun with it. It's going to be... like it, and I don't like it. I do like it. It's just, it's frustrating. That's all. I don't really have any complaints about it, to be honest.
But it's another rep grind, too, I noticed. Because when I spoke to Chromie, I got, you are neutral with Chromie. And I'm like, oh, damn it, Blizzard, seriously. As soon as that popped up.
Don't necessarily need all of the rep.
That bar. It's the bar.
Get the rep.
I chase the bar.
You get the rep very quickly. So it's, fine. Wouldn't worry about it, to be honest.
I will, because I need to have that bar filled. So I'm like, damn it. I'm like, damn it, Blizzard.
Maybe if you click harder.
You're giving me another thing to chase. Like, damn it.
Maybe you have to click harder.
Sure.
And then you'll fill your bar. There's another pet battle to play.
I saw the quest.
Dead mines.
And I was I can't do this yet.
Heirlooms did get bumped up to 110, and I've used them. Yep. And there's a few quirks. Like sometimes the heirloom gear may not be as good as some of the gear that you might get. If you get... Oh, I desecrated the fire. I did not want to do that. Whoops. I just wanted to...
And if you don't have your ones at 100, then you have to buy the 90 to 100 one, and then the 100 to 110. I spent a lot of gold the other night when I logged in and went and got some heirlooms. I didn't even get all of them done, because when I looked at my gold tally, I was like, holy hell, I just spent a lot of money. So I just did the specific stuff, that like my cloth stuff and then all the trinkets and stuff, and I was like, I'm not spending any more gold on this, so I have to wait for Dark Moon Fair.
There's mythic loot, mythic plus loot has changed, where I think you can it's just something about the chests that drop, and the keystones are always there in your bags now, so you don't lose them. So you can keep on bumping it up. Yeah. Okay. So there's some class changes, which I'm not going to get into, because metric crap done, and we got buffed. Awesome. And it looks like we are higher than Frost again, so that won't last long, because once people playing Frost find out, they will complain, and we will get nerfed. Because apparently Frost must be number one, even though Frost sucks.
Well, so I noticed that with when I did the world boss, when I popped in on the warlock, because there were some destro changes. Yes, I came like fifth. I was doing like 700,000 damage for the raid. So I was pretty darn happy with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh my lord, I like this. So yeah, so it was kind of cool. All right, what else?
Crafted gear can now get upgraded to eye level 900 via Obliterum, which, sure, I don't really use it, but
okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Midsummer Fire Festival, they added a new pet and toy, which were I'm actually doing all the fire festivals right now. And they've added new bonfires to Draenor and the Broken Isles. I'm only doing this until 350.
Yay! That's so exciting!
Pet. So the new pet is 350. I don't know how much the new toy is. I would assume it's similar-ish. So I think they added the new bonfires just to give folks another option, because those bonfires give you 15... blossoms and not just five.
Okay, well, so that's cool.
That's a thing.
That's what I'll be doing on the weekend.
There's a new Dark Moon Fair mini game called Blight Bore, and that comes out July 2nd. Ooh. I don't know what that's about, but sure.
Ooh.
If cool. there is a achievement about it, then I'll probably play it, and then that will be it.
Okay. Spanky and Stormaria said the toy is 500.
Wow. I'm not getting that toy.
Well, you just got to do it on another turn. Do it on two turns.
No.
You get 500 in no time.
That's okay.
And XP. Think about the XP.
Well, the XP is nice, but I seem to kill my characters that way. So, just have bad luck with this whole event, and I'm not meant to use it, apparently. So,
okay,
yeah, but we'll talk about that this weekend, I guess. I'm just gonna add another name to my list. Black Temple time walking raid is July 11th, and apparently you cannot queue for it. You have to be in a pre-made group. Something about that they won't expect you to be able to clear it. And I have a feeling that people are going to complain about that, and then it's going to get nerfed, so we'll see how long that lasts for. Because they're going to change your eye level to a point where it's going to be very hard, and if you've got a good group that knows how to work together, I think you'll be fine. But I think most groups, if you pug it, you might have some issues. You might not, but that's just what I read. I'm sure it will get nerfed. That's usually how it goes. So the auction house dance party starts July 22nd. That's nice. I think that's going to be the closest that we're going to get to the movie studio or to the dance studio. I don't know what the heck it was called. Right? Remember that they wanted to
dance studio. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the closest that we're going to get to it. But which is, I guess, neat in its own way. Sure. I don't know. It's just like I don't really care about that stuff. Like, I think it's neat, and if you want to do it,
pretty cool. I'm so doing it.
And that's how you want to spend your WoW time. That's it's totally up to you, and that's cool.
Yeah,
I would rather be the auction house dancing. I would rather like farm mounts.
Everybody dance now.
Mounts. Yep.
Well, that too, but sometimes it's nice to take a little chillax.
No. The Trial of Style Transmog competition goes from August the 17th to August the 21st.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Sure.
I'll be on holidays. Ooh.
Pirates, I might have to do that. Toy. It's called the Jolly Roger.
Another toy. Excellent.
That's September the 19th. There's a new Great Gnome Run, which is based on Riding of the Gnomes. Congrats, Travi.
Mm-hmm.
Which is October the 14th, and they have also changed their running date so that it lines up with it. So hopefully that also means that they won't crash the servers. That would be great.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping that Blizzard having this in would have beefed up stuff. I kind of think they would have.
I hope so.
I would like for this to be really great. Oh man, I gotta go all the way to the other side. Ugh. great. Okay. All right. Well, whatever. I don't think I can fly like across the water there because I'll probably die.
Fly like an eagle.
Spanky, yes, I have. There's another one called the Moonkin Festival is on November 12th.
Ooh, okay.
So these are things that were added. It doesn't mean that, we know that July 31st is the Kirin Tor Tavern Crawl.
Because they moved it, right?
So,
cool.
Yeah, so we have links to Wowhead. Apparently, I learned that we are allowed to use graphics off of Wowhead as long as we put in a credit, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that, and I wanted to use one, and I asked her, and she said, "Yeah, as long as you put a link there, great." I'm like, yes. So that makes my life easier because I always felt bad. I was like, should I use it? No, let's go make up my own. And they always look like crap.
So. Mm. Well, I mean, as long as you give credit, absolutely. That's cool, though.
Well, sometimes, some folks might not want you to use it. Doesn't matter if you have credit or not. So if you're not sure, you should ask. But
that's wrong.
They're actually completely fine with it. If you want to use their stuff, just give credit.
Mm.
So, you know what? I kind of want you to do your week while I'm flying first.
Okay.
Not your week, your weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Your weeks. I have done stuff, wow.
Even though I...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right.
Okay, go.
All right. Let me tell you what I've done. So as much as I feel like, because with being sick and then, you know, PC issues. I did get some stuff done, which is good.
What kind of issues?
PC issues.
Gotcha. Okay, great, great. Right. I'm just making sure for the sensors, okay? Right.
PC. Anyway, so first one was, of course, once the patch and the class mounts came out, so I was like, oh my god! So I got to go do the Warlock one, which I was like so excited. So I had to wait for the invasion, right? Because I had to do a full invasion, like the whole thing, including doing the whole kill the final boss to get the stupid bit that I needed.
Okay.
So I had to do all of that. So I was hoping that it was just like kill one of the like the little world bosses that they have when the invasions happen. No.
Yeah, right.
No. And I'm like, you buggers. So I did the whole thing and got that point and was like, okay. And then I had to go and see Morzul Bloodbringer, who's in the class hall, right? And then he's like, it's really funny.
Do you want me to put up the things now or like?
Yeah. Right. So it's really funny because when I went to see him, I was like, yeah, he's a warlock, but he kind of looks like warlocky death knighty look, and I was like, oh, okay, it's a bit interesting. Anyway, so he gives me this whole thing. So I did the screenshots of what he had to say. So spoiler alert, if you've, you know, if you haven't done the warlock one, but it was really cool and I really liked it because, you know, you had to go and again, you're doing these rituals, which is a warlock. You're always doing these rituals and, you know, you're looking for weird demons and you know, this is what it's doing. So I had to go and do that, and I had to, there was a couple other little things which I had to do, and then I come back to him, and then he's like, right, well, you need to go into Zorathan and you know, basically not tame him, but you've got to like get control of him. So yes, which is where you go, and then you go into, you know, into the scenario to be able to do it. And it, I would say it wasn't easy. It was actually tougher than I thought until I kind of got my head around it. I mean, it was good, but I was like, it took me a couple of times to get my head around it, because I had to actually start with my fell puppy for the first wave, and then I had to bring Voidy out for the second wave, and then I had to bring the fell puppy out for the third wave, and then quickly switch to Voidy in the middle of the fight, because this is when then the boss comes out. Yeah, yeah. And literally, and then drop my infernal. So I'm doing all this stuff and there's green goo all on the floor. There's green fire. It's like chaos. And I'm just going, ah! Anyway, it took me five times to get it, like just to get the kind of the dance down and make sure that I was doing the right thing with the fell puppy, because the fell puppy had to dispel the nasty debuff that these guys had on. Otherwise, I couldn't take, you know, I couldn't damage them and all this kind of stuff. So it was a bit of a dance. I wouldn't say it was as good a dance as when I did Ebonlock, but it was pretty good. Like, by the time I got to the, you know, I finally did it and I was like, yeah. It's like, take that. And but I was a bit disappointed because Ebonlock couldn't come and help me. Because, you know, he's my follower. Like, he's my guardian.
Yeah.
And he follows me. He comes with me all in my adventures around Broken Isle, right? Because I've got him permanently. Like, I'm like, he's coming with me everywhere.
He's my dude.
And I'm like, damn it. I thought he was going to come in and help me. And I was kind of a little bit disappointed that he didn't. So it was just like me and Voidy and, you know, me and Phil Poppy. And it was kind of cool. But, yeah. So anyway, I finally did it, and I got the Neverlord's Chaotic Wrath Steed, which is really cool. So that was mount 296.
Nice.
So it's a green fiery pony, and I love my ponies, and I was just like, yay, I've got another pony. This pony flies. So I'm like, yay. And then I was doing something and I was like, I discovered that it wasn't the only warlock mount could get. And I'm like, I get more warlock mounts. Cause I know with some of the classes, they were like, right, you get the same thing, but you switch specs and you get a different version of them. Right? No, for the warlock, there is three separate mounts. So I'm like, yeah, baby.
You guys have it easy.
I looked them up. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was like, yay. So I looked up the other two. And one of them drops from one of the rares on Broken Shore, right? And I'm like, right, I need to go. I totally need to go do this because, and sure enough, I go back to Broken Shore and he's up. Like, what's his name? Lord Hell Neurathan. And I'm like, he's up. He's like a big giant dude that's just at the bottom of the mountain where, you know, where our camp area is. And I'm like, he's up, he's up. So anyway, I started taking him down. There was no one else around. And I'm like, this is going to take me forever because he's like 68 million hit points or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to keep taking him down. Anyway, I got him down to like 15%. And then this hunter came and helped me. So I was like, yay. And as I looted him, I looted the shadowy reins of the accursed Wrath Steed.
I like the look of that mount. Now, is that class only? Is that class only?
Yeah. Yeah. And it is basically voidy as a horsey. That's what it is. Okay. So it's the same colors. It's the same. It's like my voidy. So it is voidy and it is beautiful and it leaves little glowy purple foot hooves. Like the green one, he leaves little green. So the original one leaves little green glowy ones, but this one leaves little purple ones. It's so cute. So I was like, bam. Mount 297. Wow. Yeah, baby. So that was kind of cool. So then I looked at the other one and it says, right. So Calidus, who is one of my followers, that he was like, I think the first follower that I got as a warlock. He has one. You can buy one off him for 1000 resources. And I'm like, so I go into my class hall. I'm like, where's Calidus? Where's Calidus? And I'm like, oh, damn it, he's on a mission. So I had to wait till he finished his mission. Because if he's on a mission, he's not in your class hall. Okay. So you have to wait till he's not on a mission. Then he turns up in your class hall. And then you can go talk to him. He's like, yeah, do you want to see what I can sell? And I opened it up. I clicked on that. And he sells you the Hell Blazing Reigns of the Brimstone Wrath Steed. So it becomes the orange and red.
Oh, man.
And that was Mount 298. So I got three. Wow. I was like, ah, yay, 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 yay. So then what I did, I looked at my alts. And because I'm like, okay, what can I get? And of course, I jumped on my priest and I'm like, yeah, she's not going to be getting her class mounts anytime soon. So I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. But they didn't count. So I did check and the level that it had for what my priest was 295 and leaders 298. So there's your three. Different.
Okay.
So they're definitely, yeah. So I was like, oh, bugger. But I figured, well, get around to them one day. One of these days. There's too much to do. There's so much to do.
I wonder anyway, if the if I have something like that where I can speak to one of my guys. I have not even checked that. That's for sure.
I mean, it was only because somehow I realized that there was other mounts and I was like, well, how do I get these other mounts? And because they're not, they're not specific to my spec. So I can ride any of those with any spec. Whereas with some of them, I think with some of the classes, they are spec specific. So I was like, sweet, I didn't have to. So I just stayed Destro and just did what I had to do and I could hop on all three being Destro specs. So I'm like, sweet. So I was pretty happy with that. But then as I said, patch day, I did find out about the heirlooms, which I didn't realize. I did spend a lot of gold. I can't believe how much gold I spent. I kind of got click happy. And yeah, I was just like, click upgrade, you know, but, and then I kind of went, I'm not going to be able to afford, like, it's going to cull through all my gold if I do every single one. I'm not going to do all of them. So I did all my cloth stuff and, you know, all of that for every 50 million warlocks that I've got. So I'm happy with that. But I did get the two new toys. So I think one was maybe 15,000 gold and one was 10,000. One was 20,000, one 15,000. It was a lot of gold.
Is that
but
the
there
one
were two
with
new
the
toys.
Flight paths? Or
yeah.
A different one? Okay.
Yep. So I'm now 320 toys. Wow. So that was kind of cool. So I had to have them.
Wow.
I was like, I had to have them. And then I finally, I'd been waking up early to get the PvP quest done because the Operation Murloc and the Black Rook Rumble were only happening early my time, early my mornings. And so when I'd log in at night, I would only see the Dark Brule Arena and the other one over okay. in Stormheim. So, yeah. So I finally got those last two done and bam, Mount 299. So that was the PvP one. And
oh,
so cute.
You got that. Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
working it's, on those on still, but awesome.
With the Horde flag and it's all nice. Like black and red and, oh. I didn't put a picture in because I'm a slacko and I said there wasn't any pictures. I think I tweeted one. I think there's one on my Twitter from you know, a few
first,
days ago.
Folks.
But yeah, I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I'm one away from 300. I'm so close. I'm so close. So yeah, so that was cool. And then I found out about the secret pet. So when I heard,
oh.
I saw on Twitter that the secret, you know, the secret guys that go chasing the secret stuff had found the pet. So it was the Sundada hatchling or whatever it is. I was like, well, I need that. I need to have that. And then I looked, the what do I need to do that? Holy crowley, I need to do what? So, yeah, if you've not looked, there's a list up on Wowhead. There's a guide. There's, and I just went, how am I going to do this? So I jumped on. There's a whole heap of stuff, and I was like, okay, do I have this on my priest? My priest is my alchemist. So I jumped on her, and no, she had three.
Oh, no.
Of the recipes. So I had three out of the six. You need six different ones. So I'm like, right, well, what am I going to do? I looked on the auction house. They wanted ridiculous amounts of money for the for these mats. And I'm like, yeah, I am not spending my gold on this. This is ridiculous. I am not paying. I think it was 10,000 gold just for one pot.
Go and look the at the chat right now.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't. All I know is I looked at it and went, not going to happen. So I went, right, Attil's going to have to go farm them. So one recipe I needed was over near in Old Nagrand. You know where what's the dome? Oh, mental blank. You know, the Draenei, the crystal. In the field. In Old Nagrand.
Oshugan.
Yes, thank you. Oshugan. So there's these arcanists that are around it, and I had to farm them. So I ended up doing three rounds of killing all the stuff around when it finally dropped. So I was like, yay, I got one. Then the second one, I had to go to Mechana and go into Mechana, the dungeon. And it had a chance of dropping anywhere off a mob in Mechana. So I ended up doing five runs on normal, one run on heroic, and one more run on normal when it dropped. So I think I did, no, sorry, I did six runs. So I must have done four on normal, one on heroic. And then I went back in and did one on normal. And on that time is when it dropped. So I was like, okay, sweet. That's good. And then the last one was over in, what's the name of the instance? over in Terrica, down from Terrica. Not Shadow Labs. Not. It's the top one. It's the top one when you're in
Sethic halls.
No, not Sethic. No. Anyway, it's the top one. Mental blank. Sorry, guys. That was the other one that I needed, and I ended up doing. I think I only ended up doing 4 runs. I think it was 4 normal runs and 1 heroic run, and then it dropped. So I was like, sweet, okay. I've got all of that. And then we started farming because you need a heap of mana thistle. So and then I told the boys. So the boys didn't know. So Ash and Wingy didn't know. So I'm like, right, boys, I got something that we're going to do. And they went, what? I said, we need to get a pet. There's a new pet. They're like, oh, tell me, what is the pet? And I said, right, we're going to get this new pet. So it's the Sundata Hatchling. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Anyway. Then I told them what we had to do, and they went, oh, Lord. And I went, yeah, yeah, we're going to do this, but we need to get this stuff. We need to farm mats. There's certain things that we need to do.
I like how you just don't even care. You're just like, no, this is going to happen.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, they know me too well. So they're like, right, okay, what can we do? So I said, right, I'm just getting – this was when I was getting the third recipe. I said, right, I've already got 2 recipes. I've got the other 3 recipes, so I just need this last one. So they said, right, what can I do? I said, right, we need a lot of mana thistle. Mana thistle's going to drop in here and here. And so the boys went off and started farming that. Anyway, when it dropped, so then I started farming that, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go farm something else. So I decided I'd go and farm the Winterfall Firewater, right? So over in Winter Spring. Now, would you imagine this? Funny, on my challenge tunes, I used to have a heap of this stuff. But guess what? Blizzard nerfed it, didn't they? They absolutely nerfed it. I was over there killing so many of those furbogs, so many of them. Not one dropped. And really? Then they're like, well, the only one that drops it is the High Chieftain. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. So sure enough, I go over to where he is, kill him. Yes, one drops. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Anyway, I kept like just killing stuff. And eventually some did drop from the normal ones, but it was slow going. So it just kept every time the High Chieftain would spawn, I'd kill him because I knew it was like a guarantee. So I ended up getting enough of those to cover because, you know, I'm not getting one. Like, you might only use one, but if you fail doing the puzzle to get to the pet, you will lose all your mats. Like, you will lose all the buffs that's on you, right? So I needed to make sure that what we farmed up for the boys and for me was going to be enough that, you know, if we did fail it, we had a few things in our bags that we could try it again. So we've still got things to do. And of course I was like, I haven't got back to it. So I'm not sure. I did get enough pots for us for the moment. I've got enough winter of the fire waters for us. There was some other stuff that I had, some stuff that Wingy had, that Ash had. So we're slowly, you know, just gathering all the stuff. There's a lot. Like, there's a lot of stuff, but should be pretty cool. So I can't wait to get that.
Oh, so you and didn't, then the last, you never got it. You're
No.
Oh, okay.
We're still getting to get everything.
Right. No,
because
I just
then
thought
there
you
are
would...
some stuff that is BOP stuff that I can't farm that we're going to have to go. So you need like the what is it? The Gordok ogre suit from Dire Maul. That's a BOP. Yep. So guess who needs to go run that? And then there's going into Black Rock. steps to get the particular brew, dire brew, which is BOP, and you can only have one of them.
Is 350, not 300. I'm at 305, and I was like, oh, I can buy the pet now. No, 350. I need another 45. What a pain.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's, yep, Noggin Fogger, but that's easy enough because you can go to the Gadget Center buy that. Yeah. So I've got a stack of 20 of that in my bag, which is funny. I always have a stack of 20 of that in my bag. So there is a whole list anyway. Okay. Somewhere if you're going to chase it, but it is very specific. And I would say, you know, once I'm able to sit down and follow through the strategy of the puzzle, because you've got to do particular things at particular times with the potions and the various things. So yeah, so that'll be interesting. But I've noticed a few people on Twitter have got it, and it's so cute. It's so cute. So I can't wait for that. And then the other thing, so I'm thinking, well, what mount am I gonna go for to get my 300? So I was killing the world bosses over in Pandaria, nothing dropped. And then I had to log into my DK. I log into my DK for something. I had to check something. Bam. 300 mount achievement pops. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, yeah. Seriously, this is how? What? I don't get it. I also got then the mount that comes you with get.
It. Yeah.
So 301 mounts.
Nice.
And I'm just like, oh, I'm going to hop back on later, and she's only going to have 299 mounts. No, I hop back on later. It says she's got 301 mounts. I don't get it. How did the DK give me another mount when a DK mount is specific?
Yeah, but
I don't get it.
You've now completed the achievement, so who cares? It's done.
No, I'm so annoyed because I didn't get it on later. I didn't get it on my warlock. I was like, oh, damn you, please. So anyway, the 301 mount. You could go send them a
thing and say, please remove this and remove my mount.
No, because I've got a pretty heavenly cloud serpent-y thing. And it's so pretty. And I did take a photo of that, a screenshot, but I didn't put it in the show notes. So again, if you want to have a look, it was on my Twitter. It is really pretty. It's so I was like, yay, sweet. And that's it. Other than that, I've twiddled my thumbs. I've been looking up computer bills. I've been trying to sort out, well, what am I going to get for my new computer? And trying to understand how I'm going to do this. Because I don't know how to have compatible stuff. So anyway. Yeah. And that's been my week.
Weeks.
Weeks. Yeah. Weeks. So what have you been up to? Tell me.
Okay. I'm just going to... I don't know what I'm going to do here. Okay. So I didn't put this in order because I don't know. I just didn't. I usually do, but not this week.
Just hit us with it.
So how much time we got? Okay. So we've got, we ran through Tomb of Gargaris.
Cool.
Because it opened up on Tuesday. It opened up for normal and heroic. Mythic and LFR 1 will open up next week. So we can have the funds theirs. We were actually thinking about running it on heroic first, because we're already at eye level 9, 100 or so. And then, but then we kind of thought, yeah, let's just run it through on normal first, just to mess around with it. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do PvP.
Well, if you get flagged, just go take a flight path, and it'll. No, I know,
but
right
there's
off.
Some, but there's somebody there. So, and there's somebody that's on the flag. So I'm not going to do PvP. So, we were able to kill Goroth, the demonic Inquisition, Hargitan, Mistress Scissor, whatever her name is. I don't know what her name is. And
it's a weird name.
Well, her name is Mistress Scissor something. I don't know.
Okay.
She's
whatever.
Naga, so she's got this really long, sneaky name, too. So,
okay.
So, now we're working on the Sisters of the Moon, which there's some debate on what we should do with them. So, I would say it was pretty fun going in to do something else. We were all online at about an hour before raid, and we're waiting for everyone to show. And the last person never showed until about 10-2. And we're like, come on, we just want to raid. It's like, yeah, but we're not at time, right? So they're technically, they're not late, right? So, and it was funny, during the fight, right before my break, the amount of artifact knowledge power thing that was dropping was 30 million per boss, and so it just bumped me over to get into the Concord, my first concordance point. So on this this character is now basically done. So I've got my my 52nd point, and that's it with that guy. So
nice.
Yeah, I think I passed right over the flight path. Or, no, I didn't. So okay, I'm just gonna stop here. Where's my stuff? Okay, I did do the Class Order Hall campaign thing. Apparently I got exalted with the Jinfall. And I totally forgot about trying to go for it. And when I did not remember I needed to do it, I just played the game. It was a surprise, and it was so much fun. Because I'm not flogging myself like, oh, I gotta get exalted, like right now, gotta go. Like everyone's grinding and grinding. It's like, nah, it's not fun. And it was like, it was great. So, I got that, and I got it basically by doing some world quests on the Broken Shore and killing demons for the Class Order Hall campaign. So then I got Breaching the Tomb, and then I thought, oh, that's cool too. I guess I'm done. No, I'm not done. So I didn't realize that the Class Order Hall mount actually had like a quest chain, right? Like I didn't expect it to be as involved as it was. I expected it, hey, you've done your 12 weeks, here you go. I really liked what they did too. The screenshots that I'm gonna put up were great, and I know this doesn't make for good podcasting because there's a lot of screenshots, but if you can, like, you can see the screenshots on our site, but I will try to describe as much as I can. So the first is the map, and it was like, I was really happy that they actually made a little map. So I was like, oh, so this is basically, you have to go find this dead dragon that is on a iceberg located far north. And it was like far north of Northrend. And it was like, I was thinking, well, would they do a map, or are they going to cheese it? And no, they did a map, and it was pretty cool. So the map's there. And when I landed, I was like, yeah, this feels like I'm up at the North Pole. I can't see anything. So if you can see, it's like a blizzard, but you can kind of make out stuff. And at this point you get attacked by two or three, ghouls and stuff, and which is not a big thing, but it kind of makes you realize you can't just stand there and wait. So I had to kill them and take my screenshot pretty quickly. So as you walk along, the blizzard kind of blows away, kind of thing. And I'm at this little path, and I'm looking at this path here, and it looks like a trap. And I'm like, I don't want to go. So I, because this is new, and it's only me, and I'm like, well, and I'm not doing my blood spec. I was like, no, I'm going to do this in my normal, unholy spec. And honestly, that bridgey part did feel like a trap, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get killed here so bad. I felt really, really anxious. And then as I'm going along, I'm on the first little part, and I happen to notice that the sun was actually in the, I mean, I guess, I don't know about the correct spot, but it was kind of like that whole sun never sets thing, you know, where, like, the North Pole gets 6 months of sunlight and 6 months of night, right? And the South Pole too, right? It's like, it's that whole thing, right? And I took a screenshot of that because I thought it was neat where the sun just kind of peeks over. And I was like, oh, I think they, I really like the work that they did on this. Then I came up to where the dead dragon is there. Well, what's left of it, and the undead are just feeding on it. Feeding and just nom 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 nom, right? And
nom, 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 nom.
And so basically you have to clear this all out, and it wasn't really a big deal. I didn't have to change specs or anything like that. And so then I took a screenshot with my new pal before we pick him up. So this is him before, and then you go through this whole thing, and it's really cool, the whole cutscene that they did. I really, really liked it. When you raise your mount, remember in Wrath where Arthas puts out his sword, right? And that's how he kind of would raise folks? Well, we do the same thing. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. I actually got to find out who the I got to meet the person on Twitter, and I just, you know, I was like, oh my god, you guys did a great job on it, and I can't remember her name now, and now I'm gonna be I'm a bad podcaster, but
Karen So,
yes. Wow, Queso, that's right. It was hers, like the whole Fang was hers. It was great. I took one screenshot of me on the mount, and this is actually from the cut scene where you're on it, and you're kind of coming over the crest of a hill, and you're like, and I was just like, oh man, this is amazing. That was my most important thing. I put it in the show notes, Karen So. It would be good if I read my own show notes.
Yeah, funny about that.
Stupid stone. what else did we do? Karen So, yeah, it was really good. I really, really liked it. It really felt like my class. So, we did another Nightbane run. I had no luck on it. I think we're now out of the... It seems like we're adding more people in. And when we add people in, it seems like they get the drop. And it's like, man, what's going on? This is bullcrap. So we're eventually going to get it. So eventually we'll get it. I think we have another run scheduled for Monday, I think. So I think we're going like once a week or so. And Mondays, it seems like we don't raid, even though it's a raid night. Like, we can't quite get enough. So, I did do time walking for Mists, and I just got enough patches for the Jade, whatever, the Mist mount, the Mist time walking mount. That was my mount number 298, so I'm almost there. And it's okay, it's a mount. I think it looks nice.
It's pretty.
I don't know if I'm a fan of those dragons, though, because it's just too been down. I just makes me feel like I'm gonna get sick.
No, I like it. Looks pretty.
What else? We did I've done Chromie, but I haven't completed that yet. Soon, I was gonna track it. I did not. I think I've lost track of the time. So I'm getting to about 6 or 8 shrines, and I'm on the last stage of the rep. So I mean, eventually it's gonna, you know, so it will have, but I'm not in a rush to get it done like right now. And I finally got this achievement that I've been trying to get for so long, and I finally got this dang thing. It's called Hatchling of the Talon, and really all it is, it's simple. You just got to get 10 of the green balls, right? And you got to fly through it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I notice that when you fly through it, it wouldn't hit. And I'm like, what's going on, man? Like, I flew right through it. Like, I knew I flew through it. But because these things move, and you're also a movement. I've noticed that sometimes you need to lead the passer. So you kind of got to go in front and a little bit below where it is.
Right.
Just a little bit. Not like so far down. Because I tried
it a few times and I couldn't do it. I was...
Yeah, it's like, the first one, you just fly straight because it will put you on a path directly towards your first one. It may not give you the wings in time, and if you can't get that first one, just bail. So you can fly back and land, and you're fine. Yeah. And then you can right click off the buff and try again. But I finally got it, and I got there's a toy that you get with it. Yeah, and I didn't take a screenshot of the toy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't do it on a mount. I tried doing it on a mount to see if it would let it won't.
No.
Won't work, which is a bummer.
The other stuff I have been playing alts. I got my Rider's Mage up to 108. My Rider's Rogue up to 106. My Phalanx of Nod Warrior up to 103. And I rolled a Hunter Lobby and joined the Blood of the Scribe. And I finished at level 28.
Oh, nice. So that's over with Thorn and Thist. Yeah?
I was going to ask you if you knew who that was, but yes.
Yeah.
I was going to leave it out there.
Of course I do.
And...
Yes, you go join them at some stage too.
I did buy the 110 heirlooms only for leather though, and I didn't bother doing it for the weapon because I don't need to upgrade the weapon. So
why did you do it for leather?
Because I was doing my rogue, and I did. Oh, actually, I did rogue, and I did a demon hunter too. I don't have it in my notes. The other alts I played were before the heirloom patch stuff. But yeah, I think it dropped about, I don't know. I dropped enough to upgrade everything for leather. Like just like one piece of each. Like I've got more than one, but I pretty much only use the one piece per tune because I don't care until I get to 110, all right? So just give me the XP. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's it. Not allowed to say anything.
Well, that's good. You've had a busy couple weeks too. So very nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad that your class mount quest was cool. I mean, it looked really cool when I saw the screenshots that you took. I'm like, where on earth are you? Because I'm looking. Yeah. I was looking at some and I'm like, where? And then I realized, I'm like, oh, he must be in, you know, some specific DK thing. Because I thought, wow, isn't it, you know, it looks really kind of cool. And I'd like to go visit there. But I'm like, well, I'm a warlock. It won't let me in, obviously. So I'm like, oh, but really cool. So what are you sitting on? 298 mounts.
Yeah, I was.
Ah, so close.
I've actually got some mount runs I'm going to be trying to work on this character this week, and hopefully I'll get lucky. I haven't been doing any mount runs lately, but just not.
Yeah.
It's not. Not coming up. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
RNG is. Yeah, it's cruel. That's pretty much the. It's cruel. Okay. I was going to say something else, but yeah.
I was like, please don't. Yeah. I don't want to edit. Yeah. I don't want to have to edit. No, I just want to take it, get rid of the noise, like from the AC and all that, and then.
Yeah.
And then maybe and get Bob out.
Bob's. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
well, I can't, I can't take that out because I can't get a sample of the sound just by itself.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, he just looked.
All right. Well, it sounds like we've had pretty good weeks, really, even with all the cruddy stuff that's happened. So yeah, you get that. But we'll see what happens this week.
We thought the. Car was going to die, and I started to look for new cars, and then we found out, well, the car's not really dead, and I'm like, oh, kind of sad my first car that's not doing too well, and she's about 14 years old now.
Oh well, it'll happen eventually.
Eventually, one day.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what this week brings. The excitement. I gotta figure out what stuff I want. Gotta figure out between what stuff I need for the new PC.
You need everything.
And then, yeah. But I mean, you know, there's a level of, you know. Video card. Well, I'm kind of probably going to go all out with the video card.
Yep.
I'm just saying. I'm really tempted to just go.
Have you seen they have these new ones that are like a box and you can actually plug your computer into the graphics card? It's like this outside box. It's crazy how much things have changed. Yeah, it's nuts.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm in Australia. Don't forget. I'm like, you know.
You're not
living, well, I don't know. I didn't even see anything like that on my little website. So I don't know. No. Anyway.
Well, it's new.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. You might have to help me. I'm roping you in now.
But what about your guy?
What about your special little guy? Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's going to. What? Hey, you weirdo? No, he'll help me.
It's just like you try to go out with people that know about computers, or you try to go out with people that know how to fix cars. Those are the two people you try to go out with. Right. I'm not saying you. I'm saying everyone. Those are the folks you need to go for.
Right. Bye, Ehsan. We've got new people.
Hey.
Yay.
Hello.
Yeah. So they're going out to lunch. Have fun.
Lunch.
Anyway.
Lunchy.
Yes. Yeah, cool, EJ. I know I'm in Australia and I'm in the future, but unfortunately, being in the future doesn't guarantee that, you know, I get all the really, really cool play toys. I'm gonna have to see.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I have to work it out. Anyway.
Can you
That's
stop?
A whole different
thing. Just setting them up there, you're like,
play toys for my computer.
Play with this one, Stone. I'm like,
anyway. I
can't.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes, let's wrap it up.
Thank you, chat room.
Thank you, chat room.
Anything else we need to discuss? Because it's time. No, you better
it's
go.
It's time. Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, don't forget, you can check out the website at adventuresinazaroth.com. You can send us an email if you'd like to let us know what you've been up to in your adventures. So it is podcast@adventuresinazaroth.com. We have a Twitter, so you can tweet us at @advazaroth, as well as we do have a Discord channel, which is tinyurl.com/ AIA Discord. So you can jump in there. Or Texas, whichever. It's all good. We like Texas. They're all what, good.
What? You I mean, Texas is okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's no, Tex.
Everything's like, big in Texas, right?
No, sure. I don't know. Twitch. Don't forget. Check out twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. And we normally do this craziness every Thursday at crazy times. Normally 6 a.m. for Stone and 8 p.m. for me Thursday.
Till the time changes Stone. Again. Yes.
What did that happen?
Well, until the time switches again, and then when the time switches again.
But that's not till like, what, September? October?
October now? Yeah, it's October. Anyways. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, because I'm grasping your stones. But there's no plural, so stone grasp. I've got my 350, and I'm going to go get my pet. That's it. Mm-hmm. Lita, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I am at Lita Wow, which is LEETAWOW. I also do another show called Behind the Avatar, which I'm actually going to have to take a little break from because stupid PC problems. Uh-huh. First world PC problems. So I'm just going to have a bit of time off that, but so then I will be doing the WoW Challenges podcast on my Sunday, which is of course Stone Saturdays. So come and say hi to us there. I'll give a challenge to a go, you know, for something different. It's crazy good fun. We like it. I haven't even played my iron this week.
Are we doing cross promotion?
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. Okay. Why not?
Well, I died. Just so you know. And it was actually because my hand twitched.
I haven't played mine.
My hand twitched and I clicked my right mouse button and it attacked something that I did not want to attack. So my body was being like the way it was, you know, I get a twitch every once in a while, and now it hit.
Is it like a digital god or something?
Yep.
Oh, so
that's just a preview for next for this
Spanky
weekend.
Spanky says, "Stone, you forgot to grasp the bright stone."
Yeah, when things like this happen, it makes me feel like maybe I don't do the challenge because my physically body is being stupid. So
yeah, but look how far you got last time.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Which is awesome. Anyway, we'll discuss that on Sunday. Yeah. Sunday, Saturday, whichever. Anyway, guys, thanks for everyone joining us in the chat room. It's lovely to see so many people here. So thank you. Everyone have a really great week. Spanky, hope you get your PC soonish. Everyone else, take it easy. Stone, have a good one. And we'll catch you later. Bye!
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.